So we just saw that the indwelling is a New Testament thing. It's permanent. We're sealed by the Holy Spirit. He is the earnest until the day of our redemption. Yeah, then we look at the filling of the Holy Spirit. Yeah, which is when the Holy Spirit gives us power to accomplish things for God. Yeah, this is not a permanent thing. It is temporary. Yeah, when we walk in the Spirit, we can maintain this. We can maintain this for a long time if you're really walking in the Spirit. But it is not guaranteed as the indwelling of the Holy Spirit that's always with us. Yeah, we see the Bible even commanding us to be filled with the Spirit. Ephesians 5. Ephesians 5 verse 18. And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Yeah. The fact that we are told to be filled means it's not a permanent thing. Go to Judges
13,
24 and 25. Yeah, so the fact that you are filled with the Spirit at a certain point in time doesn't mean next week you will still be filled with the Spirit. Yeah? Judges 13, 24 and 25. And this is about Samson. Samson. And the woman bare a son and called his name Samson. And the child grew and the Lord blessed him. And the Spirit of the Lord began to move him at times in the camp of them between Zorah and Eshtol.
پس آن زن پسری زاده وی را شمشون نام نهاد. آن پسر بزرگ شد و خداوند او را برکت داد و روح خداوند در مهندان میان سرعه و اشتاول به برانگیختن او آغاز کرد.
Yeah, so here the Spirit of the Lord, the Holy Spirit is with Samson. Go to Judges 14. Judges 14, verse 6. And the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him, and he rent him as he would have rent a kid, and he had nothing in his hand, but he told not his father or his mother what he had done.
آنگاه روح خداوند بر او بزیدن گرفت و با اینکه چیزی در دست نداشت شیر را چونان بزغاله‌ای پاره پاره کرد اما درباره آن چه کرده بود به پدر و مادر خود چیزی نگفت.
Yeah, again the Spirit of the Lord coming on Samson mightily, it says here, and if you remember the story, this is about a lion, yeah, where he just tears a lion apart,
where
the Holy Spirit gives him physical power.
قدرت جسمانی بهش روح قدس.
Now we know, we've talked about Samson I think a year ago, and he was not the greatest judge. He had quite a bit of flaws, and eventually that gets him into trouble to the point that the Spirit of the Lord departs from him. Let's read that in Judges 16, verses 18 till 20. And when Delilah saw that he had told her all his heart, she sent and called for the lords of the Philistines, saying, come up this once, for he had showed me all his heart. Then the lords of the Philistines came up unto her, and brought money in their hands, and she made him sleep upon her knees, and she called for a man, and she caused him to shave off the seven locks of his head, and she began to afflict him, and his strength went from him. And she said, the Philistines be upon thee, Samson. And he woke up out of his sleep and said, I will go out as the other times before and shake myself. And he wist not that the Lord was departed from him.
هرچه در دل داشت بدو باز گفته است. فرستاده سروران فلسطینیان را فرا خواند و گفت بار دیگر براییم، زیرا هرچه در دل داشت به من گفته است. پس سروران فلسطینیان پول به دست نزد او برآمدند. دلیله شمشون را بر زانوان خود خوابانید و مردی را فرا خوانده از او خواست هفت گیسوی سر شمشون را بتراشد. آنگاه به ذلیل ساختن او آغاز کرد و نیروی شمشون از او برفت. دلیله گفت شمشون فلسطینیا بر تو آمدن. شمشون از خواب برخواسته گفت همچون پیشتر بیرون میروم و به تکانی خود را میرهانم، اما نمیدانست که خداوند او را ترک کرده است.
Yeah, so here is being set up.
اینجا در حقیقت گولش میزنه.
Yeah, Samson has lived life having the spirit of God beyond him.
قدرتش بود.
Yeah, he has this amazing strength.
همچین قدرت عظیمی داشت.
Yeah, to be the judge. Yeah, for the purpose of God had
برای هدف خداوند.
Had put him in his place.
که خداوند سر جاش قرار داده بود.
He thinks here, oh, I'm going to deal with these Philistines as normal. As usual.
مثل معمولی باهاشون دفاع میکنم.
Yeah,
میکشمش.
But he had lost his strength.
اما قدرتش از دست داده بود.
Yeah, he did not know the Lord was departing from him till of course
was late.
Yeah, the Holy Spirit, which was on him, left him. Go to 1 Samuel, where we have the story of Saul. And here we have the in 1 Samuel 1:10, we see that Saul is anointed king. That's not right. Think. Then Samuel took a vial of oil and poured it upon the head and kissed him and said, "Is it not because the Lord had anointed thee to be captain over his inheritance?"
Justin.
It's wrong. It's the wrong reference. And I'm looking if I can find it. Oh, it's 10:10. 10:10.
10:10.
به جبهه که رسیدن دسته ای از انبیا به شاول برخوردند و روح خدا بر او وزیدن گرفت و او نیز در میان ایشان به نبوت کردن مشغول شد.
Sorry, it is 10:1. We're going to read 10:10:2, but it's 10:1. It's Samuel 10, verse 1.
آنگاه سموئیل ظرف روغن را برگرفت و بر سر شاول ریخته او را بوسید و گفت خداوند تو را محض کرده تا بر قوم او اسرائیل حاکم باشی. تو بر قوم خداوند حکم خواهی ران و آنان را از دست دشمنان پیرامونشان نجات خواهی بخشید و نشان این که خداوند تو را مسح کرده تا بر میراث او حاکم باشی.
Yeah, first I wanted to show you that Samuel anoints Saul as king.
شاول رو به عنوان پادشاه لمس میکنه.
Yeah, so this goes together with his task to be king of the nation of Israel.
که پادشاه قوم اسرائیل.
Yeah, now verse 10 and 11 in chapter 10 describe what happens. As a result of that. And when they came thither to the hill, behold, a company of prophets met him, and the Spirit of God came upon him, upon Saul, and he prophesied among them. And it came to pass, when all that knew him before time saw that, behold, he prophesied among the prophets. Then the people said unto to one another, "What is this that is come unto the son of Kish? Is Saul also among the prophets?"
به جبهه که رسیدند دسته ای از انبیا به شاول برخوردند و روح خدا بر او وزیدن گرفت و او نیز در میان ایشان به نبوت کردن مشغول شد و چون همه کسانی که او را از پیش می شناختند دیدند که چگونه با انبیا نبوت می کند از یکدیگر پرسیدند بر پسر قیس چه واقع شده است؟ آیا شاول نیز از جمله انبیا است؟
Yeah, so the Spirit of God came upon Saul. Yeah, which we saw as the same as being filled with the Spirit.
Yeah,
being poured out on somebody. Yeah, and we see as a result, yeah, he's prophesying the word of God. He's proclaiming things of God.
Now,
go to a couple chapters further and we'll see that the Holy Spirit will depart from Saul. In 1 Samuel 16 verse 14 where it says, "But the Spirit of the Lord departed from Saul and an evil spirit from the Lord troubled him."
و اما روح خداوند شاول را ترک کرد و روحی پدید از جانب خداوند عذابش می‌داد.
Yeah, the spirit departs from Saul.
روح خداوند ترکش کرد. چرا؟
Because he had lived. Yeah, he was anointed to be king, to be an ungodly king, but he didn't do what is right. He had gone astray. And God removed the Holy Spirit from him.
Yeah,
Saul lost the power of the Holy Spirit in his life.
And if you
go one verse back, you see that David is given the Holy Spirit in his life to become the next king. 1 Samuel 16, verse 13. Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brethren, and the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. So Samuel rose up and went to Ramah.
پس سموئیل روغندان را گرفته او را در میان برادرانش مس کرد. از آن روز به بعد روح خداوند بر داوود وزیدن گرفت و سموئیل برخواسته به رامه رفت.
Yeah, so God has given David the power of the Holy Spirit in his life to be the ruler of the nation of Israel.
Now,
now go to Psalm
51.
And this is the psalm where David speaks after he has committed the sin with Bathsheba.
After
he had organized Uriah, her husband, to be murdered. Now, read Psalm 51, verse 11 and 12. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit.
مرا از حضور خود به دور میفکن و روح قدوس خود را از من مگیر. شادی نجات خود را به من بازده و به روحی راغب حمایتم فرما.
Yes, he's pleading with God, don't take your Holy Spirit from me.
میگه روح القدسش از من نگیر.
Why would he ask that?
چرا این سوال رو میپرسه؟
That's because he knows that the Spirit of God can depart from a person.
Yeah.
He enjoys that privilege, but he doesn't want to lose it like Saul, for example. And I'm pretty sure he knew about Samson as well. He doesn't want the same thing to happen to him. Now, is he afraid if he goes to heaven or not? No, he's not.
Yeah?
Look what verse 11 says. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation.
Yeah,
his salvation is never in question. Yeah, his salvation is never in question. But he has lost the joy. And of course, one of the fruits of the Holy Spirit in our lives is joy.
Yeah,
Galatians 5, you don't have to go there.
22-23.
Yeah, the fruits of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, long suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. Yeah, but joy is one of them.
Yeah?
So the filling of the Holy Spirit is not a permanent thing. Yeah, it is when God pours out the Spirit to accomplish things on this earth, and usually on believers, giving them the power they need to do these great works for God. But we even have examples that God's Spirit comes upon a person who is not a believer. Let me give you an example of that. Go to Acts 4 verse 6. And Annas the high priest, and Caiaphas, and John, and Alexander, and as many as were of the kindred of the high priest were gathered together at Jerusalem. 6 for now, yes.
با هنای کاهن اعظم و قیافا و یوحنا و اسکندر و همه کسانی که از خانواده کاهن اعظم.
Now, notice the name Caiaphas.
کلمه قیافا رو نگاه کنید.
Yeah, Caiaphas. So now Peter, in the next verses, he's going to address this group of religious leaders. Listen to what he has to say to them in verses 10 to 11. Yeah? Be it known unto you all, and to all the people of Israel, that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand here before you all. This is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which has become the head of the corner.
همه شما و تمام قوم اسرائیل بدانید که به نام عیسی مسیح ناصری که شما مصلوب کردید و خدا او را از مردگان برخیزانید، در او این کس به حضور شما تندرست ایستاده است. این است آن سنگی که شما معماران آن را رد کردید و اکنون سر زاویه
شده است. Yes, so Caiaphas is not a believer. He is instrumental in the process of getting Jesus crucified. And it says, you are in the group that has rejected Jesus. Yeah, so he was the high priest.
کاهن اعظم بوده.
Yeah, but he was not a believer.
اما ایماندار نبوده.
Now go to John 11.
یوحنا 11.
Where we see him coming up again.
دوباره میبینیمش.
Or actually, it was before this, but 49 till 51.
49 تا 51.
And one of them, named Caiaphas, being the high priest that same year, said unto them, "You know nothing at all, nor consider that it is expedient for us that one man should die for the people, and that the whole nation perish not. And this spake he not of himself, but being high priest that year, he prophesied that Jesus should die for that nation."
یکی از ایشان قیافانا که در آن سال کاهن اعظم بود به ایشان گفت شما هیچ نمی‌دانید و فکر نمی‌کنید که برای ما مفید است که یک شخص در راه قوم بمیرد تا تمامی ملت هلاک نگردد و این را از خود نگفت بلکه چون در آن سال کاهن اعظم بود نبوت کرد که می‌بایست عیسی در راه آن ملت بمیرد.
The same Caiaphas. Yeah, was the high priest.
کاهن اعظم بود اونجا نامیده.
Not a saved man. He had noticed that he makes this declaration where he says, hey, Jesus will die for the nation. But it says he did not speak of himself.
Yeah?
He was making a prophecy in regards to the death of Jesus by the Holy Spirit who gave him these words to speak. Yeah? So, being filled with the Spirit is not related to salvation. It's not permanent. Yeah, it is for the purpose of accomplishing God's work on this earth. Yeah, so we as believers have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, which is a New Testament thing, which started directly after Jesus was raised from the dead. Yeah, Jesus breathed on them, received the Holy Ghost. Yeah, we have a portion of the Holy Ghost that is a measure that is permanently with us. Yeah, and we as believers have the Holy Spirit dwelling in us from the moment we get saved. And then next we can be filled with the Holy Ghost.
Yeah,
the Holy Ghost can come up on us, which we see both in the Old Testament and the New Testament. And it's God giving power to his people, usually his people, for the purpose of doing great works for God. Leading a nation, boldness speaking God's word. Yeah, those prophets that spoke to kings,
they
had to be bold. Yeah, walk up to the most powerful guy in the country and tell them, hey, you're wrong. You need to change. God says this. And of course, for us, boldness to preach the gospel. Boldness to stand for truth in a world of lies. Now, you might ask, why is there a difference in the working of the Holy Spirit between the Old Testament and the New Testament? Why do we have this indwelling? And in the Old Testament, they didn't. Why is there a change? Now, there is no like direct answer that answers the question, that has the question and gives the answer in the Bible. But I think we can have a good idea of why this change is there. Go to Hebrews 7. Hebrews 7 verse 12. For the priesthood being changed, there is made of necessity a change also of the law. Hebrews 7:12.
زیرا هرگاه کهانت تغییر می‌پذیرد، البته شریعت نیز تغییر می‌شود.
Yeah, the going on from the Old Testament, the Old Covenant, to the New Testament, the New Covenant, has brought a change. The priesthood has changed.
کهانت عوض شده.
Of course, who is our high priest? Jesus Christ. How are we called?
ما چه خونده شدیم؟
A royal priesthood as believers. First Peter. 2:9. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye would shew forth the praises of him who had called you out of darkness into his marvelous light.
اما شما نژادی برگزیده و کشیشانی شاهانه و قومت مقدس و قوم خاص خدا هستید. تا فضایل او را که شما را از ظلمت به نور شگرف خود خوانده است اعلام نمود.
Yeah, in the Old Testament you had the Levitical priesthood.
لاویان را داشتیم.
Now there's a new priesthood. There's a change. Yeah, we are spiritual Israel.
ما از لحاظ یهودیات
روحانی هستیم. Yeah, physical Israel is not a thing anymore.
دیگه اسرائیل جسمانی دیگه وجود نداره.
Now, where is there also a change?
چه تفاوت دیگه وجود داره؟
In regards to the temple.
در زمان مبعوث.
Go to 1 Corinthians 3 and read verses 16 and 17.
16 و 17.
Now ye not, know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy, for the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are.
آیا نمیدانید که معبد خدا هستید و روح خدا در شما ساکن است؟ اگر کسی معبد خدا را خراب کند، خدا او را هلاک سازد، زیرا معبد خدا مقدس است و شما آن هستید.
Yeah, so here we see that the Bible calls our body, the body of a believer, the temple of God. Yeah, the Spirit of God is dwelling in you. Yeah, and this is talking about the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. Yeah, and of course, Paul is addressing here the believers in the church of Corinth. Hey, your bodies are the temple of God. Do not defile your body for that reason. Now, if you remember in the Old Testament, you had all these regulations of washings and things they had to do to be able to go into the temple, to minister in the temple.
Yeah,
we see Paul drawing a parallel between an Old Testament physical building temple towards the New Testament, the body of a believer being a temple of God. And of course, the physical temple is destroyed. Go to 2 Corinthians 6:16. Where we see the same thing again. And what agreement had the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God, as God had said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people.
زیرا شما معبد خدای زنده می باشید، چنان که خدا گفت که در ایشان ساکن خواهم بود و در ایشان راه خواهم رفت و خدای ایشان خواهم بود و ایشان قوم من خواهند.
Yeah, again, this picture of the temple of God. In the Old Testament, they had a tabernacle, they had a temple.
Yeah.
I will be with you in the temple, in the tabernacle. In the New Testament, we see the body of the believer is the temple of God.
Yeah.
I will walk in them. I will dwell in them.
Yeah.
This is a New Testament passage. Now, if you look at the Old Testament, yeah, go to Exodus 25. Yeah, we get an idea of where the what the function of this temple was. Yeah, go to Exodus 25 and read verses 17 till 21 for now. And thou shalt make a mercy seat of pure gold. 2.5 cubits shall be the length thereof, and 1.5 cubits the breadth thereof. And thou shalt make 2 cherubims of gold, of beaten work shalt thou make them, in the 2 ends of the mercy seat, and make 1 cherub on the one end, and the other cherub on the other end. Even of the mercy seat shall ye make the cherubims on the 2 ends thereof. And the cherubims shall stretch forth their wings on high, covering the mercy seat with their wings, and their faces shall look one to another. Toward the mercy seat shall the faces of the cherubims be. And thou shalt put the mercy seat above upon the ark, and in the ark thou shalt put the testimony that I shall give thee.
جایگاه کفاره را از طلای ناب بساز، به درازای 2.5 ذرا و پهنای 1.5 ذرا. بر دو سر جایگاه کفاره 2 کروبی زرکوب بساز، 1 کروبی بر 1 سر و کروبی دیگر بر سر دیگر آن. جایگاه کفاره و کروبیان دو سر آن، جایگاه کفاره و کروبیان دو سر آن را 1 پارچه بساز. کروبیان با بالهای گشاده از بالا بر جایگاه کفاره سایه گستر باشند، رویهایشان به سوی یکدیگر و نگاهشان به جانب جایگاه کفاره باشد. جایگاه کفاره را بر دروی صندوق بگذار و آن شهادت را که به تو خواهم داد در درون آن بنه. من در آنجا با تو ملاقات خواهم کرد و از بالای جایگاه کفاره از میان دو کروبی که بر صندوق شهادت قرار دارند همه فرمانهای خود را برای بنی اسرائیل به تو خواهم داد.
Yeah, no, of course the tabernacle was divided up in two places, the holy and the most holy. And if you remember, the curtain between them was torn when Jesus died.
Now,
the Ark of the Covenant was in the most holy place.
And
the mercy seat was on upon the Ark.
Now, جای رحمت خداوند روی اون عهد خداوند.
Read the next verse 22.
آیه 22 بخونید.
And there I will meet with thee and I will commune with thee from above the mercy seat from between the two cherubims which are upon the ark of the testimony of all things which I will give thee in commandment unto the children of Israel.
من در آنجا با تو ملاقات خواهم کرد و از بالای جایگاه کفاره از میان دو کروبی که بر صندوق شهادت قرار دارند همه فرمانهای خود را برای بنی اسرائیل به تو خواهم داد.
Yeah. This is where I will meet with you.
اونجا با تو ملاقات خواهم.
This is where I will commune with you.
اونجاست که با تو ساکن خواهم شد.
Yeah. This is where you come when you're in my presence.
وقتی در حضور من هستیم.
And of course, one time a year, the high priest. Yeah, would come and meet God, be in the presence of God, commune with God in that physical temple,
yeah,
to be in His presence.
Yeah?
God residing above the ark, yeah? Above the mercy seat between the two cherubims. Yeah, the temple was indwelled by God. You couldn't just walk in there.
نمیتونستی همینجوری وارد اون معبد مقدس بشی.
If you just walk in there, you'd be dead.
کسی وارد میشد در جا میمرد.
Because the presence of God was there.
حضور خداوند اونجا وجود داشت.
Yeah, the high priest had to cleanse himself, had to bring offerings for himself.
قربانی سوختنی میداد. همه گناهانش رو پاک میکرد.
Making absolute sure that everything was okay because otherwise
چون اگر اونم
میکرد, he would die.
اونم میمرد در حضور.
Yeah, because God was residing there.
چون خداوند در اونجا قدرت داشت.
But it also happened that the temple was filled with the presence of God. Yeah, so we had the presence that was always there. But also, at times, the temple was filled with the presence of God. Go to Exodus 40. I know it's a little bit long, but Exodus 40, 34 and 35. Then a cloud covered the tent of the congregation, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. And Moses was not able to enter into the tent of the congregation, because the cloud abode thereon, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle.
آنگاه ابر خیمه ملاقات را پوشانید و جلال خداوند مسکن را پر ساخت و موسی نتوانست به خیمه ملاقات درآید.
Yeah, so we see the tabernacle being filled with the glory of God. First Kings 8:11. Yeah, so that the priest could not stand to minister because of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord had filled the house of the Lord. First Kings 8:11.
بگونه ای که کاهنان به سبب ابر نتوانستند به خدمت بایستند زیرا جلال یهوه خانه خداوند را پر کرده بود.
Yeah, and don't go there, but we see the same again in 2 Chronicles 5:14.
قوم تواریخ هم هست لازم نیست بخونیم.
Yeah, the Lord had filled the house of God.
خونه خداوند رو پر میکنه.
Now here's what I believe the reason is that there's a change.
من ایمان دارم دلیل این تغییر
در عهد عتیق between the Old Testament and the New Testament.
عهد عتیق جدیدینه که
in regards to the indwelling of the Holy Spirit.
از پری روح القدس فرق کرده.
It's because there's a change in regards to the priesthood.
به خاطر اینکه کهانت عوض شده.
It's because there's a change in regards to the temple.
معبد عوض شده.
Yeah, before we had the Levitical priesthood.
قبلاً کاهنان لاویان رو داشتیم.
Only they were allowed to get into the temple.
فقط اونها اجازه ورود معبد مقدس
داشتن. Today we have the priesthood of the believers.
ایمانداران رو داریم که همه
کاهنان. Yeah, with our high priest being Jesus Christ.
کاهن اعظممون کی عیسی مسیح.
And if you want to look that up, that's Hebrews 4:14-16, Hebrews 9:11-15.
ابرانیان 9:11-15.
Before there was a physical temple.
قبلاً جسمانی و ساختمان
physical building where the presence of God resided. You want to meet with me, you want to be in my presence, okay, this is where I will meet with you. Yeah, and on occasions we also saw that the temple was filled with the glory of God.
Now,
the physical temple is not a thing today anymore. It was destroyed in 70 AD. Yeah, the curtain was rent. When Jesus died, the new temple of God, under the New Testament, is the body of the believer. Your body is the temple of God if you are in Christ. And God indwells now your body permanently. The presence is always there. You have a portion of the Holy Spirit, but we also can be filled with the Spirit. Yeah, where God gives us power to do His work. Yeah, and in a future sermon I will talk about how we can be filled with the Spirit.
Yeah.
But the indwelling is a great privilege that we have. We have a better covenant.
Yeah,
we don't have to go to a priest.
Yeah,
we can boldly approach the throne of God.
وارد اون حضور خداوند اقدس الاقداس خداوند بشیم خودمون تنهایی.
Hebrews 4:16.
عبرانیان 4:16.
Let us therefore come boldly into the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need.
پس با جرأت نزدیک به تخت فیض بیاییم تا رحمت بیابیم و فیضی را حاصل کنیم که در وقت ضروری ما را.
Yeah, you can see why Paul stresses to the Corinthians not to defile their physical bodies.
So, hey,
your body is a temple of God. He resides in you. What if they build a temple again? Because they will do this. Yeah, the Bible says they will do this. Yeah, there are organizations that are completely prepared
that
if they get a chance, they'll build a third temple. What about this? That's Old Testament. That's Old Covenant. And I know many Christians will support that. They will donate to it. But they're donating to the temple that the Antichrist will sit in. Yeah, we're living in a New Testament.
Yeah,
the old physical temple is irrelevant. Yeah, I would not be scared to just jump in their Holy of Holiest if the new one would be built. Because the actual temple of God in the New Testament is the body of the believer. And we have a better covenant today. We're under the new covenant. Yeah, the royal priesthood of believers. So this, I think, is the answer on that question. Why we have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit in the New Testament and not in the Old Testament. So I hope this helped you a little bit to see the difference between the indwelling and the filling of the Spirit. Yeah, the indwelling is permanent. The filling is a temporary thing. And the filling is the power to do great things for God. And next week I will preach another sermon on this topic. And then we'll pause and then probably I'll pick it up again at Pentecost.
Pentecost.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.